You're listening to Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get.
Hey, just think of it. It's so successful. It'll mean the beginning of a brand new adventure.
Philly music started with Elvis.
Having lots of fun? Believe me, I know some folks that are in for some fun.
Working together in the Tiny Sun Studios, they blend rhythm and blues with country music, and they create a new sound, rockabilly. It's the early rumblings of rock and roll.
where my suitcase gathering dust. Baby, 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 I'll see you someday. There ain't nothing good coming out of this situation.
That was Big Betty by Ray and Lindy off of a compilation track that I kind of came across. I'm DJ Connie. The time is 10:11 in the morning on this beautiful Sunday. It is hot out there. And I don't know if any of you noticed, but I am not Uncle Jeff. Uncle Jeff is taking the semester off, and I am going to be filling in for him as for my new show, a rockabilly show called Sock Hop. I came up with the idea back in the spring, I think, when I went to go see Wanda Jackson at the Bluebird with the Dusty 45s. It was kind of unlike anything I had ever really experienced before. You know, I've gone to a lot of concerts, a lot of rock concerts, but this was amazing. You know, Wanda Jackson is known as the Queen of Rockabilly, and for a good reason. You know, she's in her 70s. She's up there just, you know, belting out all the notes she used to. I've seen a lot of videos of her from when she was first starting out, and she, you know, kind of dressed like this little innocent girl, and then she kind of just had this voice. She was amazing. It was actually a really interesting street team mission for us, because we went down to the Bluebird on a Sunday, and I don't know if any of you were at that show or knew about that show, but it was canceled because of snow on I-70, and so we, like, some of us went back down again that Monday, and I'm so glad that I did, because, you know, it just opened my eyes to this whole new genre. Rockabilly is, you know, something I had, I guess, heard before, but never heard of before. So I'm hoping I can, like, bring that to all of you, some of you newer listeners, younger listeners who don't really know what rockabilly is. I know a lot of my friends were like, what are you playing on your show again? So I'll explain that later, but I wanted to call it sock hop, because one, I didn't really have anything better, and two, sock hops were names. Some of you older listeners might know. My mom was the one who first kind of like introduced me to that term. But a sock hop was called that because schools in the 50s wanted dancers to remove their shoes before starting to boogie, so that the hardwood gymnasium floors wouldn't get scuffed up. So all the girls that went in their little poodle skirts and saddle shoes and socks had to take their shoes off, and they just danced around their socks. So it became known as a sock hop, which, you know, I think is very fitting, because the music that I'm playing originated in the early 50s. So, you know. anyway, I'm DJ Connie. Again, give me a call through 3492-1190 if you have any requests or complaints or concerns, or you can email me at dj@radio1190.org. I will be here until noon, so yeah, just give me a call. I'm going to start off this next set with actually a local band, Hillbilly Hellcats, and Gypsy Queen. So again, the number is 3-3-4-9-2-11-90. I'm DJ Connie. This is the new show, Sock Hop, Rockabilly, here on Radio 1190.
In a shack by the water, my future found me in the shadows of the quarter. Fell down the alley off of Bourbon Street. I was going half crazy from the crowds in the heat. Could have been the spell or a hurricane, but a voice from the dark whispered my name. Slipped down the alley to a dark back room. Heard a phantom in the dark sing a gypsy tune. Life in the border could be strange and cruel. Bad luck to talk about the things I've seen. There's no one meaner than the Gypsy Queen. To the great
out just about midnight. I saw something flying in the pale moonlight. Next thing I was waking and I felt my neck. There were two little lumps that were kind of wet. Since that day, I lived for the night. I glide the alleys away from the light. There's only one way that I'll ever depart. It's when I leave with a stake in my heart. Strange and cruel. Bad luck to talk about the things I've seen. There's no meaner than the Gypsy Queen.
baby, wait. Wait a little baby, wait for me. I know that I have. Well, I'm going to preach man, say I do. I know that I have you. Put that ring upon your hand, and then I'll be your loving man. You gotta wait. Wait a little baby, wait. Wait a little baby, wait for me. I know that I have you. Shake it one time, baby.
This is Radio 1190. The time is 10:28. I'm DJ Connie, and you're listening to Sock Hop, Radio 1190's very new and own rockabilly show. As you can tell, I am not Uncle Jeff, but I'm doing my best to, kind of fill his shoes the best to my ability. What you just heard was "Go Away Hound Dog" by Cliff Johnson. Basically, I got interested in rockabilly, like I said in my last break, with seeing Wanda Jackson at the Bluebird in Denver in the spring. Rockabilly started off in the 1950s after World War II, with like a blend of kind of rhythm and blues and country music, before rock and roll really became rock and roll. So, people like Carl Perkins and Elvis Presley really kind of merge the two genres together. It comes from rock and roll and hillbilly music, hence the term rockabilly. So it kind of originated in Tennessee, in the like south, kind of south, like southeast. There's a lot of blues influence. It's just, I think to me, the reason why I wanted to do a rockabilly show on Radio 1190 is because it's just fun music. I actually had somebody call me from Denver earlier when I first started my show. And he's like, I'm loving it. I'm rocking out to it. And thank you for calling, because I was very nervous about taking over such a prestigious time slot on Radio 1190's rotation schedule. And I just think it's fun. I went to the Wanda Jackson concert not really knowing what to expect. I had no idea what rockabilly was at the time. And it was just this whole culture of, you know, kind of the greaser kind of look, you know, and the girls with the very, very beautiful hairstyles and, you know, kind of pinup girls. And I've always liked that, but I never knew that there was kind of like a musical genre besides rock and roll that would fit that role. And Elvis Presley was pretty much the founder. I don't know if any of you were listening in at exactly like 10 o'clock when I changed over, but part of my intro to the show is a clip saying that Elvis Presley, you know, rockabilly started with Elvis. And it's true. When he got signed to Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, he worked with Carl Perkins a lot, and the first marriage of rock and roll and country came from Mystery Train, which was, you know, Elvis Presley's first kind of single. It was more country. It was a cover. I can't really remember right now off the top of my head, but I know it was a cover of somebody else's version of that song. And there was a certain guitar riff in it that made it rockabilly as we know it today. So I'm just having a lot of fun. I'm rocking out. I hope you guys are, you know, just waking up on a Sunday morning at 10:30, 10:31. That must be really fun. I've been up for a while. I was a little nervous. I've DJed before, but not to this level of experience. So yeah, I'm just hanging out. I'll be here until 12, Uncle Jeff's normal spot, Route 78. This is DJ Connie with Sock Hop. If you have any requests, have any input on rockabilly at all, I'm still kind of new to it all, please give me a call at 303-492-1190. Or if you don't feel like talking to me, which, you know, I won't judge you for that, it's dj@radio1190.org, and I'll try to check it, but you know how rockabilly songs are kind of short, so I kind of have to keep on the ball with that one. I'm going to start off my next set my next set is going to have a lot of classic stuff. Some psychobilly, which I'm hoping to play too. Psychobilly is a subgenre of rockabilly, and more people I feel like know what psychobilly is, which is interesting to me. But I'll talk about that later when I play some Revan Horton Heat, and I know I will be playing some Carl Perkins. But for right now, I will be playing. I think this band is from, let's see, Slap Sally Combo, I think, is from Finland, if I am correct on that one. I've found a lot of rockabilly bands in the past few days, and over the summer. So I think Slap Sally Combo, a rockabilly band from Finland, if you can believe that one, with Music Makin' Mama, here on Radio 1190.
To the story about a gal I know. She's my music making mama. I'm a hillbilly boy. Sweeter than the music when she tickles the strings. Sweeter than the flowers down in New Orleans. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Well, she plays a little rhythm to the boogie up right. A Tennessee folk and maybe blues in the night. Everybody's troubles from near and far. You know when she picks it on that old guitar. My music making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go! Singing and I'm picking up that old banjo. You want a job on the Virgil out of my mouth. Everybody's calling her the queen of the sound. My fiddle playing mama from Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
catch you when she gets in a groove. Beat the big bass fiddle, yellow's the blues. Place the downbeat, old beat, I'll hit your feet. The breaks out a whole town, it does not need my bass picking baby from Memphis, Tennessee.
Cadillac sign, said no money down, ease on my brake, I pulled in the drive, I gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside, the dealer came to me, said trade in your Ford, I put you in a car, that'll lead up the road, tell me what you want, then sign that line, I'm gonna have it brought down to you, in an hour's time, no! My broken down ragged Ford. This sound on a yellow convertible, two door DeVille, with a Continental spare, white chrome wheels. I want power steering, thought I want power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off tape, air condition, automatic heat, a full Murphy bed in my back seat, shortwave radio, TV and a phone. Gotta talk with my baby when I ride alone. No, I wanna buy a car. I wanna be headed on down the road. No money down. Won't have to worry, baby. Bound my broken down ragged boy. Straight exhaust, burning aviation fuel, no matter what it costs. Rear road air hum, dual baby spot. Want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. $10 deductible, $20 notes, $30 liability. That's all zero. Well, I'm bought me a car. I'm gonna be headed on down the road. No money down. Won't have to worry, baby. About my broken down ragged Ford.
Well, that must be my gal. You don't look like that. never been. You're humbugging me. Don't rain, you're humbugging me. But you give me sour milk and burnt toast. You're humbugging me. You're humbugging me. I believe our story, but now you're humbugging me. But you give me sour milk and a burnt toast. You're humbugging me. You're humbugging me. I believe our story, but now you're humbugging me.
That's Lefty Frizzle with "You're Humbugging Me" here on Radio 1190. I'm DJ Connie, and this is Sock Hop. Uncle Jeff will be returning next semester, in case you're wondering. Lefty Frizzle is a little bit more of the honky-tonk-esque Uncle Jeff's show kind of style, Route 78. He, a little bit less rockabilly, but I thought that song was really cool. And Lefty Frizzle is a huge component of, you know, rockabilly, as is every, you know, country artist. He influenced people like Willie Nelson, Roy Orbison, and John Fogerty, so you can see why he's very important. Also in that set, I played Gone, Gone, Gone by Carl Perkins. Like I said, I was going to play a Carl Perkins song. He is known as the King of Rockabilly, much like Elvis Presley is known as the King of Rock and Roll, for a good reason. Carl Perkins was from Tennessee, and his songs embody the rockabilly genre. He actually first did the song Blue Suede Shoes, that was later made popular by Elvis Presley, and it shows how influential he was to the rockabilly community, because he there's a lot of artists like you know, Tom Waits that made music before they actually became popular. Tom Waits, of course, wrote Jersey Girl, which I'm referencing because I am a Jersey girl, and it was made more popular by Bruce Springsteen. So Carl Perkins influenced other artists. People like the Beatles, Johnny Cash, and Jimi Hendrix also covered him. Perkins and Presley actually toured together when they were first starting out at Sun Records, and Perkins is quoted as saying this of the audience that went and saw them: "When I jump around, they'd scream some, but they were getting ready for him. It was like TNT, man, it just exploded. All of a sudden, the world was wrapped up in rock." And I think that kind of explains, if anyone's ever been to a rockabilly show, that kind of explains, you know what I mean, how it is even today. You know, there's just dancing, there's fun. I also played some psychobilly in that set, and psychobilly is a subgenre that was made popular kind of in Britain in the 80s when punk rock was influencing a lot of things. You know, much as the rock and roll artists of the day, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, took their look and their sound kind of from rockabilly, psychobilly artists took you know, punk and fused it with rockabilly, which is, I think rockabilly has pretty much always been popular on some level, but it's just one of those things that you might have passed by in your days, and it's still around today. I'm gonna my next song is going to be Mayhem by Imelda May. She's an Irish rockabilly artist. She's been around since like the early 2000s, and she's toured with people like Wanda Jackson, who I love referencing. And unfortunately, I just checked. I thought her show at the Bluebird was going to be in October, and it is not. It has been canceled. I have no idea why, but yeah, this is Sock Hop on Radio 1190. I'm going to stop talking now so we can get back to the music. I'm DJ Connie. If you ever want to know what I'm playing on my show, it's actually sockhop1190.tumblr.com, and there'll be a link on the website a little later for that. But yeah, my full track list will be there in case you're wondering. And, you know, you can call me. As I can see, someone is calling me right now, and I can't get to the phone. So I will get off the air and play some Imelda May for you. She's wonderful. If you get on YouTube, check out her video for Mayhem. It's gorgeous. This is Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. Give me a call, 303-492-1190, and this is Sock Hop.
He said he didn't even hear trains, let alone the few words the ladies may be saying about him. She freaks and tells her closest friend that she never loved again, but she never known I ever lived without him. Wouldn't believe it if you seen it. So he threw a hissy fit, and he took it out on anyone around him. Wouldn't believe it